Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So this is Bad Bunny, huh? I have no idea what I'm saying. They're saying, I hope it's clean.
He's huge.
He is super huge. Bad Bunny will be headlining the halftime show at Super Bowl. What Super Bowl are we on now? 60?
A lot 60. Of X's and Y's.
Lex.
59 or 60? Or 60?
No, it's 60.
60?
LX.
Set to kick off on February 8th, 2026 in Santa Clara, California. The superstar, who is 31. By the way, not to show my age, but that is the first time I have ever heard Bad Bunny's music.
Present.
Favorite student, front row. Dana Wright. Hi.
I had heard the name. I did not know who he was. And that, too, for me, is the first time I've ever heard the music.
He is the third largest streaming artist in the world.
Yep. There's a boomer joke in here somewhere.
Well, I'm not even like embarrassed. I'm impressed.
First of all, that's just not my kind of music. It's not
good
in
music. You mean?
It's not in English, so I don't understand what he's saying.
Right.
I don't speak Spanish. He's from Puerto Rico, which is great. But to Sam's point, he's one of the biggest stars on the planet. And I was thinking it was going to be Taylor Swift.
Or Adele.
Obviously, it's not.
You know, CDOT next door tweeted something around this, and it's a good point. He said there's not enough musicians that meet the halftime criteria with the way that we consume music nowadays. It's so fractured. That's why Bad Bunny's the third most popular streaming artist of last year, and people can say they haven't heard of him.
I've heard of him. I've just never heard him.
Sure.
Sam, can you play a little bit more of Bad Bunny?
This is the only song, by the way, that is clean.
It's the only one we can play.
The only one. It's called Nueva York, which means...
Cool. New York.
Yes, it does.
Ooh.
That was 4th of July.
I dance to that.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people upset.
Did you hear...
A lot of online people.
About the... halftime controversy from Saturday's football game between Alabama State and Florida A&M.
Boy, that's a barn burner.
Oh, Scott. Inside of Bragg Memorial Stadium, Alabama State's dance team, they're called the Honeybees, Alabama State's dance team became the target of an offensive remark. The Honeybees, the dance team, are a well-known plus-sized dance team that performs with the Mighty Marching Hornets. As the Honeybees left the field after their performance...
This is the plus-size group?
Yes. Okay. The Florida A&M announcer called them, quote, the new face of Ozempic.
Oh! Ouch!
The crowd reacted with shock and disgust.
And stay down.
Help me understand this, Sam. Bragg Memorial Stadium belongs to which team?
Let's find out.
Was it their home? Their home announcer, I guess the home announcer might have said that.
That would be Tallahassee, Florida, so that would have been Florida A&M.
Okay, so Alabama's dance team, well-known plus-size dance team,
I'm not
playing
laughing.
At Florida Stadium, and it was Florida's announcer that said it. My God.
Florida A&M.
Alabama State University president has issued a forceful statement describing the announcer's words as short-sighted and demeaning. Oh, gosh. And then the opposing president from Florida, President Marva Johnson.
Florida A&M.
Has issued an apology, called the remark inappropriate and offensive. It does not represent our values or our respect for your school on
behalf
of— Now,
why'd you call it a barn burner, Scott? You saying they're cows?
God.
I didn't realize the story I was walking into when I said barn burner. I didn't realize it was about—
My God.
Hefty women.
You know, this goes along with what we were talking about with the Ryder Cup and people just being rude.
It does. But, Dan, this was their announcer.
Well, it was the opposing team's announcer.
I know. It doesn't Still, even matter. It's so bad.
Everyone thinks that they're supposed to try to be funny and snarky and rude.
Man,
and
my
it's
God.
Like, knock it off.
To continue with Dan's point, though, the MC grabbed the mic at the Writers' Cup.
Yep. And said Fair horrible point. Things that we cannot repeat on this program.
See, and I went to the University of Central Missouri over the weekend. They have a lovely dance squad. They performed very well. And everybody was on their best behavior.
Did you win? Did you just say for the whole thing?
We left after halftime. UCM was up 42-7. And Maya wanted to get a good seat for the Plain White Tees, which were playing a concert right after the game.
Good.
Hey there, Delilah.
Oh, yeah.
You know the song.
They're still touring.
Yeah.
Good.
They played UCM right after the game. And so Maya wanted to get front row. And I said, okay, well, we'll head on home. And it was great to see you. And here's some money.
Sam, you used to listen to the Toby Tobin Show for fun on the weekends.
He had no choice. He was reading the news.
Right. I actually have a question for you because you, through sort of osmosis, ended up learning all kinds of things about yard things.
A ridiculous amount.
And you
yes.
are going to love, I know you guys love laughing at Dana, and I'm just going to tell you to bring it because this is funny.
I was seeding my lawn at 7:15 this morning.
At my expense.
Latest yes. fall seed.
This is funny. So we too did some seeding and some fertilizing a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. I started noticing about 2 weeks ago, there was an odor in our backyard that I can only describe as...
Pungent?
Oh,
poopy?
God. You guys, my first thought was it was fecal, and we don't have a dog. But it was in different spots around the yard, so I'm like, my God, what is it? The smell is so bad that when I went out one morning, there was some dew on the grass. I got into my car with these flip-flops. It stuck to my shoe. Whatever it was, I'm like...
Like tar?
I mean, no. Think... decomposing death, fecal, sulfuric. I'm going to use the word sulfuric. So as this goes on,
okay.
I asked Johnny and he goes, well, I did fertilize. And I go, oh my God, does
With
fertilizer
what?
Smell like death? And he goes, no, because it doesn't smell in the front yard. It was only in the backyard. So fast forward to 2 days ago, I finally could not take it anymore. It's so bad. I came this close to calling you yesterday and said, if you're over in the neighborhood, you've got to swing by. You have to smell it to believe it. Like, you have to smell it to understand how bad I'm talking, right?
Okay. Pungent.
We look it up last night.
Did it sting the nostrils?
Oh, Scott, no, it makes me gag. Okay. I put my shoes in the trunk. I can still smell it.
Was it gasoline and tiger?
We have two trees. And the trees have these darling little balls on them. Just little tiny... they kind of look like...
Oh, I know what you're talking
they
about.
They kind of look like... I used to have crabapple tree. They look like... unripe crab apples. And I said, God, you don't think it's the fruit, do you? And I picked up some fruit, smelled it. Fruit smelled fine. We still don't know what it is. I Googled it last night. It is literally the trees that you do not plant because, quote, it smells like vomit.
What's the name of the tree?
It is a ginkgo biloba tree.
Nice.
Ginkgo
biloba.
Biloba, there
it
is.
You guys know that acidic, pungent, like, you know how sometimes, Sam, like in grade school, if somebody got sick,
oh,
everyone,
lovely flower,
everyone around you would get sick.
Oh, yeah.
It smells worse than a regurgitation.
Can I ask you a very important question?
Yes.
When we discuss our new home, do we still use the term dream in
yes,
front of it?
Absolutely. What I have learned about these trees, and if you've got one, you're like, girl, I know what you're talking about. It is gag-inducing. Scott, mm-hmm. and the only mm-hmm. remedy is to, A, not plant those trees,
cut it down.
Or you have to rake the balls up It's when someone steps on them that odor is released.
And they have beautiful little fan-like leaves.
They're beautiful trees.
Beautiful trees. But this actually might be a boon. It'll keep people out of the neighbor's backyard off of that pickleball court.
Four!
Tell you what, rake all the balls up and put them right next to the pickleball
court. That's exactly what I'm going to do. You know what I might do? I thought about this, but I won't. I thought about raking some up and bringing them in a bag because I need you to smell it. I need you to understand how bad this is.
I think I'm good.
And yeah, how can something in nature that is so beautiful.
By the way, the ginkgo biloba.
I thought that was an herb that you used to like calm you down.
I don't think so because right here it says the extract is classified as a possible human carcinogen.
Oh, good. It stinks and gives you cancer.
Did you look up ginkgo biloba's smell?
By the way, back to back from the text line, only the female trees have fruit.
Correct.
Only the male trees have fruit.
Trust me, you're only supposed to plant one, and the people that planted this 30 years ago planted the... here it is. The smell comes from butyric acid.
Mm-hmm.
The same
don't act like you know.
Chemical found in vomit. Scott. The same, it's a vomit tree.
But ginkgo biloba is used as an additive.
It's an herb, isn't it?
It's rich in antioxidants. It can help reduce inflammation, they say.
Chemical found in vomit.
So the smell is compared to manure, rancid butter.
Oh.
Or vomit. The smell comes from the acid in the seed's outer coating. The odor is associated only with the female trees as they are the ones that produce the fruit.
How to avoid the smell? Plant male trees, not the feet. That's what this says. How to avoid the smell.
Can I be honest? It's the first time in my life I've ever heard of female and male trees.
Oh, yeah. It's a thing.
What?
I didn't know that the trees bred.
Just like all the plants.
Yeah. Pollinators have to carry from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I just thought they were all sort of asexual.
Mm. You know, having all parts.
Right.
There was a moment that I actually thought something might be buried back there that should not have been. That's how bad this smells.
Well, you don't think they breed like animals, right?
I'm clear.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
The tree is in the ground.
How do they do that?
Well, while
very
you're
carefully. Stopping,
don't make me sound dumber than I already make myself sound. I'm well aware that they don't breed like animals.
Just wanted to make sure.
They crawl up out of their root
out of the middle of the night. They just come out of the
walk
right, they,
around.
Who's available?
Like
no,
a bunch
Sam.
Of
all right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The active ingredient Sam also found in my trees. The active ingredient is found in vomit, Parmesan cheese, and body odor. Look it up. I swear to God.
I do have a bit of advice for you.
Body odor, Parmesan cheese, and vomit.
So these things can fall for weeks.
Correct.
So the seeds start to mature in the spring, and they don't turn into fruit until the fall.
Correct.
That's why you're smelling it now. But the fruit can fall for weeks. So if you fertilize a couple times throughout the year, I'm assuming it's the same. I haven't been able to find anything on it on the internet. But with my black walnut trees, the fruit will fall faster.
And we want it to fall faster to be done
quicker.
To
get it out of the way. Otherwise, because if you let nature take its course, you could be looking at a month, month and a half that this fruit is falling.
There's one guy in a battle with his city because the tree is on the city right of way, but the balls fall on his lawn. He says he has watched people cross the street because the smell is so violently putrid.
Why would anybody plant these trees in their yards?
They think they're planting the female, and then
the male
accidentally plant the male. It's only the female that produces fruit.
Why would you want to plant the female then?
They accidentally did it. They thought they were planting a male because anyone who has smelled this knows, oh gosh, don't. And somebody else said, I read this, that once they're planted, if it's wrong, you're not going to know for 5 years. It takes 5 years for the female trees to drop and produce fruit. Once that mistake is made.
Chainsaw time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was about to say it's not an exactly pretty tree.
Oh, it's beautiful,
but when
Sam.
When it turns yellow.
I promise you, the tree is stunning.
Yeah, I think the leaves are very pretty. They look like little fans. I have a friend.
Fan that smell away.
A friend from high school says her parents have these trees in their yard.
Oh.
It smells like baby poop.
Yeah. It's fecal-ish. But we're not going to fell a perfectly healthy tree either. It's just, pardon me, they don't produce seeds 15 to 20 years until after they're planted. So then
it's very mature.
Once you figure it out, you're screwed. It says to avoid accidentally planting the female tree, most cities now, because cities have had this happen, and it's awful. Most cities now will only, how do you say this, Sam? Like, take a sprig from a male tree and harvest it to plant another tree. Like, you ensure
propagate.
That it's a male. Propagate. Thank you. Mm. I'm going to bring in some tomorrow so you can smell it.
No, I'm good.
Well, and it's the same thing.
I've smelled baby poop before. I have two kids.
Bradford pears. Why did we decide that Bradford pears would be planted all over?
They're beautiful, but they split.
They're horribly weak.
They smell like urine.
And they do smell like urine. That is correct.
Just the leaves, just in the spring.
I remember years ago when I used to anchor the news on Toby Tobin's show. What is the one with the spiked balls?
Oh, I hate those sweet gum tree balls.
Sweet gum. And that was the one. I had just bought my first house. It was like 1998 in Olathe. And I'm getting ready to get all these trees in my yard. And I'm talking to Toby because I'm anchoring the news during his Saturday morning program. And I go, what are the trees I don't get? He goes, don't ever buy a Bradford and don't ever buy a sweet gum tree.
You'll roll an ankle with a sweet. We used to have those.
Or a silver maple because they grow their roots above ground.
You will roll an ankle if you step on one of those balls the wrong way.
He said the best tree to buy is a red maple tree. That is the best tree to buy. Hmm. I'll never forget it. And you're welcome. Young runaway Celeste Hernandez was likely dead for several weeks before her rotting remains were found inside singer David's abandoned Tesla in Los Angeles, according to police. As it was revealed that the star's vehicle had been ticketed 11 times.
Wait.
Before the grim discovery.
They ticketed that car 11 times with that particular awful
Speaking of smells.
Thing inside, right?
Well, that's not why I brought this story up.
No,
I wasn't trying to make a play.
Scott, honestly, how do you ticket that car 11 times even 3 days later?
Because
five days later?
You don't deal with it. You smell it, but you just don't feel like dealing with it. I'm going to ticket the car and I'm going to go about
Good
my way.
Because
if I call this in, I'm going to be here another 3 hours.
Have to give a witness testimony. Mm-hmm. I walked up at this time, smelled this.
His friends are now all saying, by the way, she was always introduced. She was very quiet, always introduced as his 19-year-old girlfriend who went to UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
He told everyone she was 19.
I do also take issue with calling her a runaway.
She was 14 when she died. Why is that, Sam?
Yeah, why do you have a problem with calling her a runaway? Is that not what she is?
She was already in a relationship, according to her mother.
But she ran away from home.
Did she?
Well, what are you arguing?
Well, she was 13. He was older.
No
was she taken? We don't know.
Well, if they had known, Sam, obviously prior to all this happening, if they had found her, let's say they had found her because she was reported missing 3 times.
You talking about alive?
Found her alive. She was reported missing 3 times. he would be charged with kidnapping, would he not, Scott?
Yes, and probably sex trafficking.
Was she in a different state than California prior, or just a different city?
No idea.
But if she was groomed in any way, shape, or form, this is not a runaway situation.
And you're saying that she was trafficked?
Yeah.
Well, you could certainly make the argument, but she also probably had to run away to be trafficked. Would you not agree?
See, I don't know. It what comes first, right?
Wow. Yeah.
It's horrifying. I feel very uncomfortable even talking about it.
Well, how do we not? He's a big star.
He would have been charged had she been found alive.
Why has no one been charged?
I don't, Scott.
What's
my God,
it take?
I don't think they have been able to
it's a Tesla.
Determine a cause of death that they're probably waiting on. I don't know that they – cause of death was listed as a word that I don't remember. It was one word, and I – had never seen that in an autopsy.
I'll give you two. Stopped breathing.
Well, obviously. Cause of death, did they say it was like deferred or something? Like,
why does that matter? She was dismembered in a duffel bag in a frunk.
I know. But they're trying, before they bring the case, you have to have the why or the how or the when or the where.
You're telling me in that frunk and in that duffel bag and on her decomposed body, there's no DNA that matches someone to this. Clearly, it's a crime.
I honestly don't know.
Don't dismember yourself and put yourself in a duffel bag in a frunk.
It's usually very difficult. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
And by the way, a deferred case, we looked this up at the coroner's office, could be weeks or months before cause of death is released. The deferment basically means they want more time to do toxicology, more time to look at tissue samples, more time. And you're not going to get probably an arrest or a warrant for an arrest until there is some idea of manner of death. So it's obviously a homicide. Shouldn't put herself in that state.
No.
But they need more than just...
Well, it could be accidental. Highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely, but could be.
But then again, if it is an accidental death...
She was still...
Why did you cut her up?
14.
Whoever you are.
When she died.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the David case. The young girl that was found decomposing in the frunk of his Tesla. What I still can't figure out... is, yes, they're not pressing charges surrounding her death, but if my truck were parked at the Quick Trip and a officer walked by and there was a dead body in the back of my truck...
You're probably ending your shift a little short.
They would not say, hey, go on with your life while we figure this out. In fact, keep touring. Go ahead, hop on those jets.
Keep in mind, when he played in Kansas City... That body had been found 4 days prior.
Yeah.
And yet he still played here in town.
There is no call for him to return to LA for questioning. He's just allowed to live his life because the coroner doesn't have a cause of death yet.
And by the way, I love what you wrote to this texter. He was on tour. It says 4795. He was on tour when she died. He was on tour when her body was discovered.
Correct.
Yeah, we have to keep in mind the car, according to neighbors, and now apparently however many parking tickets,
11.
Was abandoned in the very high-dollar neighborhood more than a month before her body was found, which, by the way, at the time, she was only 14.
She was 14 when she died, Scott.
Car was abandoned for well over a month before it was towed and the body was found.
Why has he not been called back to L.A. for an interview with detectives? If for no other reason, you know, let's say he's innocent. Maybe he is. I have no idea. No other reason than, okay, you were on tour. Who had access to your car? Teslas are different, and I've learned this from you.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You can't just give me the keys to your car and tell me to go move your car to the other side of the parking lot. Because Teslas don't have keys. You have to be programmed to be a driver of that car. So who else, David, had access to your car that they were on the app that would give them permission to be in your car or to drive it? Who else other than you?
And do you not also think he would come out and say, I haven't driven that car in 6 months. I don't know what happened. Here's his problem. And you know this. He's lawyered up.
Oh, yeah.
The lawyers are saying, regardless of what happened to that poor child, shut your mouth because she was a child. Like, let's say he had nothing to do with her death. The fact he was in a romantic relationship with a then 13-year-old turned 14, now deceased, in and of itself is a crime. That's why he's not saying anything.
No question.
12 when she first went missing.
God.
Okay. Somebody says Teslas do have keys. They look like credit cards. Is that right?
But you would still be alerted. First of all, you'd have to give someone the credit card. And second of all, you would still be alerted on your app if someone opened the trunk or closed the trunk or opened the...
And it's not like he's not a flight risk. He's got a buttload of money.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
boatload.
I would prefer boatload, yeah. The Supreme Court justices are scheduled to meet in private today to discuss hundreds of appeals that have piled up during their summer recess, including Ghislaine Maxwell's challenge to her criminal convictions for recruiting and grooming teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. The court only takes up a tiny percentage of appeals and will likely announce a list of those it has agreed to hear later in the week. Four of the nine justices have to vote in favor of hearing a case in order for it to be taken up. Maxwell's lawyers say that a deal that Epstein made with prosecutors in Florida, in which the then U.S. attorney, Alex Acosta, agreed not to prosecute potential co-conspirators, should apply to one of the three counts in her case.
Oh, God.
What is going on?
They're saying they signed a deal with her
in 2008.
That if she flipped evidence way back then, they would not go after her in a narrow set of circumstances in one of those. It didn't give her a blanket, you can go out and do whatever you want for the rest of your life and you won't be prosecuted for it.
And then she ends up doing a two-day interview with the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, and then 2 days later gets transferred to this club-fed prison in Texas, which, by the way, it has been reported she is not legally allowed to be there. If you have engaged in child sex crimes, you are forbidden for being at that minimum security prison
in Texas.
This is
more for like Martha Stewart.
Yes. Yes.
I have made you such a conspiracy theorist.
Well, this has conspiracy written all over it, Sam.
Oh, I know. Just enjoying watching you guys take part in the fun.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal, friend. I just want to watch you guys take part in the fun. I just hope I just hope I live long enough to see the truth come out.
Yep.
And I don't care who gets implicated. But somebody or somebodies are hiding some things. And I just hope, because there's nothing like watching the rich and famous fall. And these people who think that they've, you know, got the world by the tail and they can do whatever they want. They can do whatever they want and never get caught. I just hope I live long enough to see the truth. Because God forbid, and none of us would, if either of the three of us had ever engaged in any of that behavior, we'd be gone. We'd be in prison for the rest of our lives, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Well, I pray that we find answers too, but my conspiracy theory mind tells me we won't.
Social Security checks are going paperless starting on Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
That is tomorrow. An executive order issued in March of 2025, federal benefit payments will primarily be issued electronically, with paper checks being phased out in almost all cases. The White House says the federal government's use of paper-based payments like checks and money orders imposes an unnecessary cost, delay, risk of fraud, lost payments, theft, and inefficiencies.
Okay, but question.
Favorite student front row, Dana Wright, yes.
If you're 83 years old.
I know where you're going.
What if you don't have access to a computer?
That's one of the concerns.
Yeah, the great internet divide.
And there's going to be some confusion because a number of older people may not even have a bank account for which you can electronically deposit.
Bingo. If you are unbanked, how are you going to get your Social Security check?
How did you make it to 83 without a bank account?
There are a lot of people, Sam, that are unbanked.
You would be surprised. They will take their check, okay, go into a bank and pay the $5 fee to get that check cash.
Yep. There are a lot of people that do not trust the banks. Mostly older, not exclusively, but mostly older.
I mean, I did do that for multiple years.
You what?
When I first got... you know, big boy jobs where I had to get a paycheck. I got the paper paycheck and took it to Walmart and paid the $3 for them to cash it. And
the difference
then how
is,
can you ask who's unbanked if you were unbanked?
Because I reached a point where it didn't make sense for me to be unbanked.
But they for some Americans, especially older ones, they've been unbanked for so long that, or maybe, dare I say, all of their lives.
And there are transportation issues.
Yep.
This is going to be a nightmare. What they need is to partner. They need to partner with local service agencies in every single town. Like, think of like MARC, someone where a centralized location.
MARC, yes, Mid-America Regional Council.
You could call and say, you know, here's the other deal. There are people that don't have relatives in the town where they live. There are lonely people. There are isolated people. Do they just not get their Social Security that they paid into?
Well, somebody on the text line has a really interesting point. Why not just give them debit cards? Mail them debit cards every month. I mean, theoretically, I guess you could do that.
Yeah, but you want to talk about fraud.
But yeah, you want to talk about theft.
All you'd have to do is mail them one, and then you reload that same card.
Fair point.
I mean, I get the whole aspect of getting rid of the cost of the paper of it, but with the mention of fraud... when someone passes away and they're just getting direct deposit every single month and nobody stops it, that's still fraud.
913-586-7798. A couple folks calling in right now on this. 913-586-7798 on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so here it is. Social Security is getting rid of the paper check starting tomorrow. If you are on Social Security, you have two options. If you received a paper check, you have direct deposit. And I'll even give you the number real quick if you want to call them. It's 1-800-772-1213, or you can do a direct express card. That is a safe, convenient prepaid debit card option for those without a bank account, and there's a separate number to call for that.
Direct Express or Debit MasterCard.
Yep. So those are your two options. Direct deposit.
What a mess. Or, this is going to be a mess. You know this is going to be a mess.
Let's go to Lisa in Kansas City. Lisa, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, from experience in the last 9 months, when someone passes and they go through a funeral home or crematory, you have to provide a social security number. And within minutes of the funeral director entering that into the federal system, the social security number is closed off. Now, if somebody passes and there's not a family member to provide that, I don't know what happens.
Or if you pass and your family leaves you in a back bedroom in a rather nondescript Overland yeah. Park home
oh,
near
yeah.
95th and Antioch.
True.
And then they continue to siphon off the funds that were supposed to go to you, but you've been dead for 7 years.
Duke at the Legends also said that there will be exceptions. I don't know what he was referencing.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Duke.
Is he the owner of
Duke's Mayonnaise?
It's got twang.
And a yellow cap.
You lost me at Duke. I'm sorry.
I go back to what Boss said years ago.
I don't know how this show gets ratings.
I don't know how this show gets ratings.
We are
D-U-M dumb.
Oh, I'm starting to think Duke. We need to bring back the ADD word of the day so we can level it out a little bit.
Duke, you have your own brand of mayo, man.
Where was Duke calling in from? The Legends?
The Legends.
And what is Duke's level of expertise on all of this?
I don't know. He didn't hang on the line. It's got twang.
And a yellow cap. Duke's Mayonnaise.
Hey, all kidding aside, there was another story in the stack today about Social Security check cashing. Like 6 years after somebody died. I don't understand how that happens because of what she just said. Unless the body is buried in your backyard.
That's exactly
the
right.
The government knows that that person is dead. How do the checks keep coming? And then how do you cash them? Because the bank knows they're dead.
Well, it's not buried in the backyard. It's on the bed in the back room.
That's exactly right. Decomposing. We just don't open that door anymore because it stinks.
Put a towel under it.
Smells like one of them Genko trees. I don't know.
I'll find it. It was literally in the news today.
But if I'm not mistaken, at the funeral home director is required, per the previous call, to get all of the decedent's information and send that off immediately to the federal government to get that stuff stopped.
By the way, the Social Security numbers of 20 million dead people are being used to steal $100 billion in benefits every single year. Some of the people, by the way, Scott, if they were alive, follow me here. If these people were
like 300 or
they would be 150 years old. You mean to tell me with all of the spying our government does, legal, sort of in the gray area and not legal, I don't care which way, with all of the technology we have, mm-hmm. they can't tell that they're still paying out benefits to someone who's been dead for 50 years?
Probably longer than that.
How is this even still happening?
We're from the government. We're here to help.
Most dangerous words in the English language, Mr. Ronald Reagan. We're from the government. We're here to help. Quick break. Dan's got the news coming up in 2 minutes. She is Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Steve III. My name is Scott Parks. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com. We will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.